It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as funny as it can be. But it wouldn't be make believe if you believed in me. If you believe in me. Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea.
Let there be wind and occasional rain, chilling con carne and sparkling champagne.
Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze.
Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove,
but first of all, please, let there be love.
Under the sea,
let there be wind and occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne.
Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone.
Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove,
but first of all, please,
let there be love. When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love.
In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun.
And too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun.
When I give my heart, it will be
I give
it will be completely. For I'll never, ever give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
Okay, we've been listening to Johnny Mathis and Natalie Cole, of course. I'm Len Jeffrey. It is 12:07 p.m., it says on my computer, the 25th of October for 2025. The phone number is 289-222-8702. That's 289-222-8702. And you can always write to oshawarocks@hotmail.com. Yeah, I do this live every Saturday from Oshawa, Ontario. It's a few miles from Toronto, Ontario. And you can always phone in, actually 24 hours a day when I'm live, of course, be on the air if you want or not, or just leave a message. You can send me your music, send it to oshawarocks@hotmail.com. And for more information. Later on, I'll be giving away a new microphone here. It's not the greatest, but it does work. So keep listening. I'll probably give it away after the second song that I'll be playing now. Here is Sammy Davis Jr.
course, I've gotta stay true just as long as she.
Asha rocks, doggone.
Footsteps, 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 footsteps. Why did you say goodbye to me? Now I'm as lonely as could be. As I feel a teardrop fall, I hear your footsteps down the hall, walking away from me. Why did you say goodbye? Why did you make me cry? Now every day I wonder why, a haunting memory. I pray that you'll come back to me. But as I say my evening prayer, I hear your footsteps on the stairs, walking away from me. Why did you say goodbye? Why you make me cry? Now every day I wonder why, oh why, oh footsteps, oh footsteps, 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 oh footsteps.
Okay, so I'm giving away a microphone. I'll give the phone number out, 289-222-8702. I'll give it to the first one who can pick it up here from the studio here in Oshawa, Ontario. And, yeah, the first person who phones in. I'll let you hear it, actually. I'm going to switch over to it. I don't think it's the greatest. Here we go. There. It just came on now. Hey, it does work. It's yours. It's a studio condenser microphone, and it comes with a cable or two. I'll throw in an extra cable and a stand for your mic holder. So that's it. I'm really close to it. I hope I'm on the right side of it. Here we go. Yeah, that's the back of it. Once again, the phone number is 289-222-8702. I'm live now, and if you can always leave a message if you're listening to this archive. 289-222-8702.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
Must be talking to an angel. You have to persevere. You're going to be challenging the status quo. You're going to be called crazy. Many people also called Noah crazy. And then the rains came. And all the fact checkers died.
Hi, my name is Casey Ryback. I work for Auto Shipping. I was looking for Hank.
Speaking.
Hank, how you doing? I'm just calling to confirm that your Jeep Wrangler has been shipped and everything's A-okay.
Ah, awesome, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It should be in port probably within 5 weeks, maybe six, depending on customs.
I'll keep
you updated. I said it'll probably be in port 5 weeks, hopefully, 6 weeks, depending on customs, but I'll keep you updated on the whole process.
I'm sorry, okay? Did you say customs?
Yeah, when we ship things international, it has to clear customs before we can actually...
Why would you be shipping international? St. Paul is in the United States.
I know. We're shipping your Jeep to St. Paul, Minnesota.
Correct.
Right. But we're going the other way.
What does that mean?
Well, it means we ship it out. It's got to go through Russia, and then we come back down and go around Africa and then make its way up to New York, where it'll port, and then we'll have it driven to Minneapolis.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not, sir.
Why would you ship my car to Russia to get it to St. Paul, Minnesota?
Well, it doesn't actually stop in Russia. I was just giving you kind of the chart that it goes up by Russia and then comes back down. I can send you the whole travel chart if you want.
No, I don't want the chart. I want to know why you're sending my car to Russia.
To get it to its destination.
To get it to St. Paul.
Yes.
Minnesota.
Yes, St. Paul, Minnesota. That's where it's going to end up. We're on the same page here.
We're not on the same page. Why is my car going off the continent?
Well, one, sir, you never checked off the box on how you wanted it shipped, so I just went ahead and made the decision for you.
I shouldn't have to tell you which direction to ship something. You don't ship it around the world when it can be there in 2 days.
Quality takes time, sir.
Quality doesn't mean shipping it off the continent. Get it to St. Paul.
Sir, the shipping container has already left the country.
My vehicle is on its way to Russia right now. That's what you're telling me.
So the issue is the timing and, like, how quickly you get your car. That's what you're worried about.
Ding, ding, mother goddamn. I'm going to be in St. Paul in 3 days. I need that vehicle there.
All right. I can solve your problem, sir. I have a cousin who lives in St. Paul, and I know for a fact that he has a minivan that he's not using. I guarantee I could get him to let you borrow it. It runs pretty smooth.
I want my Jeep in St. Paul at the end of the week like I have arranged for.
Sir, I honestly don't think I could fit a minivan up there. Oh, you were joking. I'm sorry. I'm one of those people that takes everything literally. I'm horrible at picking up on sarcasm. I thought you literally wanted me to try to put my cousin's minivan in my butt.
Are you laughing? Are you laughing right now?
I just think it's funny that I thought that's what I thought, because I'm just like that. You know, people tell me something, I always take it literally. Oh, man.
God, you're a moron. Let me talk to your supervisor.
Do you want to speak to him in English or Spanish?
How have I been speaking to you the whole time?
Well, I know you've been talking to me in English, but he's bilingual, so he can do either. I didn't know how you wanted to speak to him, so I could...
Just get your manager on the phone.
Okay, I do have to take up something with you, though.
Get your manager on the phone.
There I go being literal again, huh? So literal.
I hate you.
What's that?
I hate you.
Well, I like you, sir. A lot.
What is going on?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
What?
It's a prank phone call. Your buddy Kelly set you up.
Kelly?
Yeah. He told us that you recently shipped your car and wanted me to mess with you.
God, you have me so pissed I was taking.
Hey, if you're really interested, I do have a friend there with a minivan. They'll let you borrow it.
That sounds great, man.
All right, perfect.
You're telling everyone in town that I don't treat you right. You even say I stay away and don't come home at night. I'm losing you and you are all I've got. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. It seems you like to hurt me, and you know I'm good to you. I'd give you anything I own, do anything you want me to. Yeah, now you've really got me on the spot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Still, I would forgive you if you'd let me. I'd be glad if we could try again. But it seems that you're just out to get me. And it looks as if you're just about to win. No matter what you do, I always will love you. And you will never know how it hurts to see you go. And for calling me those things you know I'm not. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Yes, I will.
AsheRocks.com.
Is closed and hell's overcrowded, so I think I'll stay where I am. So many people, it sure is lonely, but who even gives a damn? I hear someone calling and come in from the craziness, but there ain't nobody around. Heaven is closed and hell's overcrowded, so I think I'll just stay where I am. Heaven left for California on the midnight plane. Hell stayed behind so I wouldn't be lonely, for reasons that's hard to explain. Could it be hell is heaven, and that heaven is hell, and each one or both the same thing? Well, I hope heaven finds what she's looking for, and that hell treats us both just the same. Heaven's closed and hell's overcrowded, so I think I'll stay where I am. So many people, and it sure is lonely, gives a damn. I hear someone calling, come in from the craziness, but there ain't nobody around. Heaven is closed and hell's overcrowded, so I think I'll just stay where I am. Let's burn one for those still living in hell. Let's burn one for those who think stay where I am. So many people, it sure is lonely, but who even gives a damn? I hear someone calling, come in from the craziness, but there ain't nobody around. Heaven is closed and hell's overcrowded, so I think I'll just stay where I am. Close and hell's overcrowded, so I think I'll stay where I am.
True love will be tomorrow's true love will be more than it is today.
AsheRocks.com.
Satisfy you. I cried and I pleaded and I begged you, baby, but still you went out and found somebody new. Now your new love's grown old and your luck is down, and you'll be looking for me, woman, and I won't be found, 'cause I'm through, oh, and I don't care about you.
Okay, that's an interesting song. Okay, I'm just checking the levels here. Everything seems fine. The music's interesting, isn't it? Wow. I'm looking up more songs for you. I do this every Saturday, not knowing what I'm doing every Saturday. George Hamilton, When Will I Know? How's that? No, Delaware. Oh, I like this one. I do like this. It's been a long time. Della Reese, Someday You'll Want Me to Want You.
I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody else, you expect me to be true and to go right on loving you. Although I've been feeling pretty blue, I think that I know how to forget about you. And I know someday you're gonna want me to really want you. When I am strong for somebody new, and although you don't want me now,
she really is finished. Okay, Della Reese. Okay, I'm Len Jeffrey, and I'm giving away a microphone. You can leave your message here at this number, 289-222-8702. If you're the first one to phone in, the mic is yours as long as you can pick it up here in Oshawa, Ontario, from the studio. 289-222-8702. Okay, what else? I've written many stories, short fictional stories. One I wrote is called A Halloween Story, and you're welcome to it. Just let me know if you want it. I'll email it to you. No charge, of course.
Song is a bit of a oddball because obviously it was my first song. It's been downhill ever since because it was my biggest song. It's really difficult to put it into words because it's been part of my kind of DNA and my life, but also my family's, a lot of my friends. It's sort of been there for most of my life because I'm going to be 60 next year, on my word, and it was released when I was 21. So it's been there for like two-thirds, it's been there for pretty much all my adult life. And so it's just sort of ingrained in me. If you cut me open, it says never going to give you up in the middle. And it's like, it's really hard sometimes to put that into any kind of sense. I just feel grateful. I just feel lucky that I've got a tune that every now and again pops up somewhere. Therefore, we've got a billion streams, you know. And again, I think it makes me look at the time that I had my moment when I started and just think I'm kind of super grateful that I am the age I am and I started in the 80s because we didn't have social media, we didn't even have the internet, and I think things were a little bit softer and fuzzier back then.
Still commitments while I'm
Okay, this now is my last song for this Saturday. Gilbert O'Sullivan from 1972. And Claire, take care until next week. Tell your friends, please, about what I'm doing here each Saturday starting at noon Eastern.
As if something somewhere had happened to me, which I couldn't see. And then the moment I met you again, I knew in my heart that we were friends. It had to be so, it couldn't be no. Say to me, you're more than a child. Oh, Claire, Claire, Claire. If ever a moment so rare was captured for all to compare, that moment is you in all that you do.
Oshawa Rocks.com.